This is the spoiler-filled review of Zoolander 2, starring Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, and Penelope Cruz. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put it on hold, listen to it a little bit later, because I'm about to spoil crap out of this movie. Alright, so the synopsis as follows is, Derek and Hansel are lured into modeling again in Rome, where they find themselves the target of a sinister conspiracy. So first and foremost, this movie's horrible. Man, I don't know why I watched it. I do not watch. I have to review it for you guys. But this movie's horrible. Man, I cannot explain how bad this movie is. It's a very bad movie. I was watching it and I was like, wow, why am I here? Oh no, why am I doing this to myself? It's just crazy. It's just the point where they pick up 15 years later. And Derek Zoolander is still stupid. Same thing with Hansel. The only person that's had any kind of character growth since the last movie was Derek Jr. And that's because he was a kid. So he went from kid to being, actually toddler to being a semi-grown, middle-aged high school student. So you figure out, like, okay, what exactly is happening? From the synopsis, it's really is, that's the point of what the movie is about. You really don't feel the attraction to a movie. It might have got more traction if they put this movie out maybe 10 years ago. Now, at 15 years, no one really cares for the characters too much. Like, some folks love it, but at the same time, it got a horrible rating on Rotten Tomatoes, on Metascore, many other things. I give it a horrible rating as well, just because it just felt stupid. And the only part I actually wanted to see was the part with my boy Will Ferrell. But even his part was okay-ish, kind of. And this part's where he started criticizing the movie. He's like, yeah, how come you guys are so stupid? And I'm like, the same part I was thinking about. It's like, yep, all of that is ridiculous. It's kind of cool to see that Penelope Cruz was a model herself. And she was like a swimsuit model. It's like, oh, okay, that's cool, I guess, you know. And they made the jokes about her chest size and all that. All that stuff right there, which is all right, I guess. It really is one of these movies where you're better off just staying at home, maybe watching if it comes on TV, if you have time. Like, seriously, it's not even worth your time. I didn't like the first one, to be honest. Everyone I talked to was like, no, I liked it. It's kind of cool. I was like, nope, hated the first one, hated the second one even more. It's the point where the plot just kept on going, and there really wasn't much to think about when watching the movie. It's like, oh, just going on and on. It felt like it was 45 minutes too long, and this is like an hour and a half movie, which is kind of horrible. It's like, oh yeah, you should cut out like 45 minutes. If this was like a TV show, I wouldn't mind it, but since it's a full featured film, it was like, yeah, way too long. It's just one of those things where It's really unfortunate. Ben Stiller is such an awesome actor. So is Owen Wilson. So is Penelope Cruz. She's an awesome actress. And so are other people that's in this movie. And it's unfortunate that they're actually connected to the sequel. They could have made some other kind of movie. I want to see the Life and Times of Walter Mitty, whatever that movie was. I'd rather see a sequel to that one than see Zoolander 2. Because it served no purpose. It really didn't. It really tried to play it off the first one a little bit and try to make it have some kind of humor, but then it's like, no, it didn't work for you guys. Unfortunately, this movie should have not been made. So yep, let me stop bagging on it. Bottom line is, don't go see this movie. Not even matinee prices. You should wait till you have some time over the weekend, possibly, if you're not doing anything and you want to just lay down and just turn the TV on and just leave it there to play and just do some other stuff while the movie plays in the background. You might as well just do that, because even if you sit down and watch it, you're still not going to understand what's going on. You're really not going to. It's that crazy. So hey, that's my review. Tell me what you thought about it in the comments below. Definitely tag any reviews you might have about it. I'm on social media. My name is Dwight. Catch me at Dwight Antc. That's DWIGHTANTC. Again, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I'll catch you reviewers next time.